The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Sports Channel. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericasports.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Let's go. Yeah. For those of you that want to know what we're all about, it's like this, yo. This is 10% luck, 20% skill, 15% concentrated power of will, 5% pleasure, 50% pain, 100% reason to remember the day.
It's time to talk about the high school sports scene in Arizona and beyond. Welcome to the Coach's Corner with the coach, Scott Lovely. We are the first internet sports radio talk show focusing on the high school sports scene. And here's your host, Coach Lovely.
All right, good afternoon, good evening, Arizona high school sports fans. I am the coach, Scott Lovely, and welcome to today's Coach's Corner. You know, I tell you what, I'm in a great mood today. You know, it's starting to cool down a little bit. It's 100 degrees here in the Valley of the Sun, but we got some cool weather coming in, which is a good thing, because I heard today that this might be our last triple-digit day. That's me knocking on wood. Hopefully that's the truth, because I'm ready to have some cool weather. Now, you know, football season's in full swing. We had some powerful games go on this last week. We're going to talk about football. We're going to talk about the Coach's Corner Fitness Challenge. The 90-day fitness challenge has been going on since August 1st. We're going to talk about my fitness challenge that I started on July 1st that just ended on Friday. And we're going to talk about what happened. The big reveal is coming up. How I drop weight, what I did, how I did it, and we'll talk about that. But you know what? Before we start, I want to say it's October. This is October 3rd. And do you know, October is my anniversary month. I started doing the show 2 years ago, October, and this is going to be a big month here on the show because I'm going to celebrate. I'm going to celebrate the 2 years on the show, and I'm going to celebrate you because you've been listening and keeping it going. So what we're going to do this month is we're going to have big shows coming up. You know, I got some things lined up. We got guest coaches calling in, college coaches. We got some pro athletes that are going to call in and help me celebrate 2 years on the air. Also, I got a great show lined up. This one, you're going to want to take a pen and paper and have it ready to go because this show that I'm talking about coming up is going to be called Lunch with the Legends. That's right. I'm going to pull in four legendary coaches, and I'm going to have them sitting in the studio. That's right, no call in, man. I'm going to have them come in the studio, sit down in front of a microphone. I'm going to drop a topic on the table, and we're just going to do a round table, and I'm going to let them go off. I'm just going to sit in the room with all that greatness and soak up knowledge, and you better take notes. And if you fail to miss that show, you better pull it up on iTunes, or you better download it as an MP3 and save it, because that's going to be a great show. And then we end up the month with your fitness challenge wrapping up on October 31st. That's right. You got, 28 days left. Hopefully you guys have been doing what you should be doing out there, exercising a little bit, eating clean, trying to drop some of that weight. Remember, we had a goal set as a listenership of 700 pounds. I pulled my weight. I can guarantee you that. So I wonder how many of you dropped some weight. I know I've gotten a couple emails, and you guys are all shy about the pictures and everything. I'm not trying to post your pictures, but you know what? The pictures thing, that was set up so that you had a before and an after so that you could see your progress. Because I'm going to tell you right now, I was not motivated at first, but then after looking at the pictures, I started getting even more excited and more motivated. Because you know what? When you look at yourself in the mirror, you don't see yourself as you are. It takes the picture to show you exactly what you look like. And today, I'm releasing on Facebook, on the Coach's Corner with Scott Lovely, I'm posting my 90-day picture. I'm posting the first day picture and the 90-day picture, and you can look at the difference. It is a big difference. So I'm really looking forward to how the show is going to shape up today. We're going to talk a lot of football because a lot of stuff took place this past week. Oh my goodness. I had to get around. I'm trying to spread the love and go to all the schools and check out different athletes every week. I don't want to always hit the same schools. So if you have a team that you think needs to be checked out, needs to be talked about a little bit on the Coach's Corner, hit me up on email. You can hit me up at hssportstalk@yahoo.com, or you can go on the Coach's Corner Facebook page, like that, and post a message. Say, hey, Coach, we'd love to have you out here at our game, and I'll make an effort to get out there and check out your team so we can talk about it. So this past weekend, Friday night, I kind of started doing this thing where I'll drive around the valley and hit different halves of games so I can see some games and see different teams play. So this past week, on Friday night, I started out at South Mountain High School with the Fairfax South Mountain football game going on. And you know what? Interesting enough, the South Mountain team, you know, they got some big kids on the team, and Fairfax has got a lot of athletes. I'm just gonna say, you know, both teams, you go out there and you watch that game, you see both teams have a ton of athletes, and it was fun to watch the speed on the field. But when I left at halftime, it was Fairfax over South, 14-0, and I think the final score ended up being 35-7. Well, here's the thing. South was holding on, but they didn't tackle well. And you know, the funny thing about tackling is, and I've been saying this for years, everybody's trying to make the big hits instead of just trying to hit, wrap up, and take somebody down. Everybody's trying to make that big impact hit. Well, I'm not the only one who thinks so, because this morning I was listening to the radio and I heard Coach Mike Ditka, a famous coach from the Chicago Bears, the Bears, he said, in pro football, there's no tackling. He says, there's no tackling anymore in pro football. And if you watch some of the pro games this weekend, you saw exactly what he was talking about. Guys are trying to put a hat on somebody, and they're not putting their arms around them, so these guys are bouncing off of them and getting extra yards or going for touchdowns when they should have been tackled, because people are trying to lay big hits and get the ooh factor instead of just getting the tackle. Now, you know what else I saw that was interesting this past week in the pros? Guys deciding to run out of bounds so much. You know, here's my question. In high school football, players, receivers, quarterbacks, and running backs, maybe not quarterbacks as much, but running backs and receivers, you get the football in your hands. Your job is to get it from point A to point B, point B being the end zone. And if you're not going to get to the end zone, you need to get as many yards as possible with the football. Now, here's my question. When all of a sudden did it become fashionable to run out of bounds? And why? You know, I listened to an interview, oh gosh, I guess it was about mid to late 80s, and it was the great Walter Payton. And somebody asked him, how come he racked up so many yards in his career? And I can't remember the exact numbers, and you know what, I should have pulled that up, but it just came to me, so I'm kind of running with it. But he said, you know, they said, how did you rack up so many yards in your career? It adds up to so many miles, and your average run was so many yards per run. And so that equates to every so many steps that you took, you were knocked down and you got back up and you kept going. And he says, you know, I never looked at it that way. He said, all I know is that when I was given the football, I went north. I always went north. I never went east-west. I always went north. I'd go maybe a little bit deviating, then when I found the gap, when I found the hole, I was north. And he says, and I never ran out of bounds, and I never fell backwards. I always tried to fall forward. And by falling forward, that extra yard just added to everything I did. So here's my thing, man. I was watching Beanie Wells this weekend, and, you know, the Cardinals, that's a wreck, isn't it? Anyways, I was watching Beanie Wells this weekend, and I saw how as he was rushing up the field, he was on the sidelines, and two defensive backs were coming at him. And as they were coming at him, they thought, oh, he's getting ready to go out of bounds. Well, he didn't. He lowered his shoulder, and he forearmed one guy and just kept going and got an extra 5 to 10 yards out of it. And I was like, finally, somebody who's willing to just get the yardage and not worried about going out of bounds. You know, that 10 yards, that 5 yards can make a big difference if you do that 2-3 times a game. So you young folks that are out there playing running back, wide receiver, even you guys at Pop Warner, listen to that and take note, because you know what? That's what's going to make you different. That's going to separate you from the average backs, the average receivers, and put you in the status of the great backs and great receivers. Falling forward, getting those extra yards. Never go out of bounds. Just get up the field, man. Lower it and go, you know? Anyways, that's my rant for that. Now, But Coach Dicker was talking about no tackling in football anymore. And you know what? He's right. He's right. And I see it. And this is the thing. I saw it Friday night, which was what really, when I heard the quote today, it really jumped out at me. Because Friday night, South had guys that hit the back in the backfield. You had a guy getting the football handed to him, and right away he was getting hit. But he still would gain 7, 8, 9 yards. It's because people were trying to hit the guy and make him go down instead of hit him, wrap up, and take him down. You know what, coaches? I know that you try and teach the fundamentals, but you know what? We got to get back to the fundamentals and start teaching these kids how to tackle, because it's only getting worse. And if Coach Mike Dicka is watching the pros talking about the fact that there's no more tackling, it's all about hitting, it's got to be some truth to it. There's got to be some truth to it. So it's got to start somewhere, and I think it needs to start at the lower levels, at the junior highs and at the high schools, emphasizing tackling, tackling, tackling. And if you're a defensive back, if you're a middle linebacker, if you're a lineman and you're working on your game, you better work on tackling, man, not just hitting. Nobody cares. The big hits, yeah, okay, you hear the ooh and ah for a second, but the stats that really stand out are how many tackles you had. I even noticed in the ASU game. So when you guys get an opportunity, put a hit on somebody, but wrap them up and take them down as well. All right, then I jumped in the car and drove over to Saguaro High School, because that game was a big game. Everybody, we've been waiting for that game. Desert Vista was in the house against Saguaro. And you know what? Saguaro jumped out early while I was over at South. I pulled up and got a parking spot, got up, went into the stadium. It was 28-14. Well, no, 28-6. It was 28-6 with Saguaro up on Desert Vista going into the third quarter. I walked in the stadium and my jaw dropped. I couldn't believe it. So evidently Saguaro was just running the house, man. DJ Foster had a great first half and was going off, and Desert Vista had no answer. Well, when they went in at halftime, the coaching staff at Desert Vista came up with an answer, because when they came out, Desert Vista took over the game and ended up defeating, you heard me, Desert Vista came back with 2.5 seconds left on the clock to defeat Saguaro by a field goal. And I tell you what, that was the most exciting half of football I've seen all year. It was a great game played. Now here's the thing, Saguaro let Desert Vista back in the game by having several turnovers, a fumble, bad handoff, a couple interceptions, and next thing you know, Desert Vista is right there within striking distance. And then you had Desert Vista on the march with the ball, I think with 3 minutes left to go in the football game, and they were just milking the clock, moving the football, all the way up until the point where it was 2.5 seconds on the clock, call timeout, and I think it was from the 15-yard line, kicked the field goal to win it. Stadium erupted, and you could see the dejected Saguaro football players walking off the field and going to meet with coach. And I tell you what, my heart went out to them, but you know what? You gotta finish. Isn't that right, Cardinal fans? You know, playing until 4 minutes left to go in the game and then going into a prevent defense for the next 4 minutes and letting the team score 2 touchdowns on you. You deserve to lose that game, Arizona Cardinals. All right, so and then earlier before that game, before the South Mountain game, I actually was watching ESPNU, and I was watching Chaparral versus Notre Dame. Really? On ESPNU, Chaparral, Notre Dame? Okay, I know that they book these games far in advance, but there should be a backup game, because you know what? That game was ridiculous. No, who was it? Somebody said to me, it wasn't ridiculous, coach. It was redonkulous, because that game was, come on. Notre Dame just got trounced. Now I understand they're going through a tough year, and I know things are tough for them right now, but they did not belong on ESPN. They did not belong on ESPN. Come on now. Chaparral just whooped up on them. I think it was like 59-7. That was the final on that. It was just a long night for Notre Dame, as Chaparral just beat up on them on national television nonetheless. Then, as I was at the, you know, here's the thing, guys. If you're not doing, there's several things you need to do. One, you need to be on Facebook. You need to be on Facebook. You need to like the Coach's Corner, and you need to find some of the other outlets that are Facebook, high school sports Facebook oriented. Okay. Two, you need to get a Twitter account. If you don't have a Twitter account, you're missing out on a lot. As a matter of fact, when I go to my football games, I'm tweeting out the scores. I'm tweeting out the situations. I know Richard Obert's doing the same thing. I know the AIA has several Twitter accounts, and they're tweeting out different things. You know what? Twitter right now is giving you instant information at your fingertips. So you need to get a Twitter account. Now, as I was on Twitter on Friday night and I was tweeting out what was happening at Saguaro and what was happening over at South Mountain, I'm getting tweets coming in from Richard Obert talking about the Hamilton and Chandler game. That game was crazy. As a matter of fact, Chandler was leading all the way up until 3 minutes left to go, and Hamilton came back to get a win late over Chandler. So we had some great games going on Friday night. Unfortunately, my friends over at Desert Ridge slipped and fell. They slipped up against Red Mountain and got a loss 20-13. That drops them to 4-2. This season. So Desert Ridge is probably looking to bounce back, but the next game they've got is a toughie because it's against Basha, who's sitting at 6-0 right now, and that's going to be a battle. So I think I'm going to go ahead and hit that game this next week, take a look at Basha and Desert Ridge, and go out there and kind of check out both those teams. So that's going to be one of the games of the week. So what we're going to do is, this is the Coach's Corner. I'm the Coach Scott Love. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, talk more football, and then we'll get into the 90-day challenge. We'll be back in just a few seconds.
If it don't mean nothing, what is game? Who got game? There's the game in life. Behind the game, behind the game. I got game. She got game. We got game. They got game.
Your internet flagship station for sports.
America Sports.
Are you ready for an old school in your face discussion of professional, college, and high school football? Tune in for talk on a variety of football related topics on the program From Under the Helmet with Derek Kennard.
You will hear the week's headlines and straight talk from the hosts and weekly guests that are personal and provocative.
From Under the Helmet is broadcast every Monday at 5 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Eastern on the Voice America Sports Channel.
Do you love sports talk?
Can't get enough sports talk?
Have we got a show for you? It's about the NFL training camps, Super Bowl previews, a look at the new starting quarterbacks, and weekly key injuries. We'll take your calls and emails right on the air. Former Philadelphia Eagle James Loving is your host, and you never know who'll drop by for a co-host spot or an interview on the spot. Tune in to Loving That Sports Talk with James Loving every Wednesday at noon Pacific Time, 3 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Sports Channel.
Your internet flagship station for sports.
Voice America Sports.
This is the Coach's Corner with Scott Lovely, the program that brings the high school sports fans together in Arizona and across the world. To talk to the coach, pick up the phone and call in toll free to 1-888-346-9144. That's 1-888-346-9144. Or drop an email to hssportstalk@yahoo.com. Now, back to the program.
All right, welcome back to the show. This is the Coach's Corner. I'm the coach, Scott Lovely. And you know what? Well, we're talking about some high school football right now, and then we're going to jump into the 90-day fitness challenge. Again, this is the second year, celebrating the end of the second year, getting ready to go into year three as a show, and I just want to thank all of you for being loyal listeners. And here we go. Let's take a look at the top section, Division One. We're going to take a look at some of the teams that are playing in football real well right now. You got Basha at 6-0. Basha had a big win over Gilbert 49-17 this past week as they defeated the Gilbert Tigers, and the Gilbert Tigers fell to 3-3, and Basha's sitting at 6-0 undefeated. And next up for Basha's Desert Ridge. I think that's going to be the game of the week. Desert Ridge fell to 4-2 with a loss this week to Who did I just say they lost to? I can't even remember now who I said they lost to. Deseriz just fell to Red Mountain. That's what it was. Red Mountain 20-13. And, that's going to be an interesting game because the two losses Deseriz has is both Red Mountain and Hamilton. Not bad teams to be losing to. Those are two solid squads. Number two team in the state right now, and I'm just going based on PowerPoints, not on the rankings that all the pundits and speaking heads come up with, but I'm looking at the PowerPoint rankings right now. Number two is Pinnacle. Pinnacle had a nice win over Mountain View Mesa this past week, 35-10, dropping Mountain View to 3-3. Desert Vista, I just got through talking about that game with a 31-28 win over Saguaro. With the 2.5 seconds left to go in the game, kid kicked a field goal. Talk about pressure, man. And then you have number four right now is Hamilton. Hamilton cruised to another win this week they played Chandler and they got a good win this week against Chandler, but they had to do so coming back at the end of the fourth quarter, so they're at 6-0. Then you have number five team right now. A lot of people are talking about this squad, Brophy, and Brophy and Mountain Point played, but that score is not recorded in the AIA, section. So let's take a look and see what the final was there according to, AZ Central, AZ Central Mountain Point. I'll look that up here in just a second. All right, Mountain Point. Okay, well, Desert Edge and Agua Fria, 44-14. Agua Fria with a win. Kind of lost the place here. Then you have Westview. Westview is the number six team right now with a win over St. Mary's, 61-35. That's right, 61-35. St. Mary's is struggling a little bit, fell to 2-4. Westview's playing well over in the West Valley. Cibola from Tucson is at 5-1 right now with a loss to Corona del Sol this past week. And Corona del Sol improved their record to 4-2, and they're the number eight team in the PowerPoint rankings. And then you got Chandler at 4-1. Chandler with that loss actually should be 4-2. Chandler with that loss to Hamilton and an earlier loss to Basha. You know, the Basha team is really surprising a lot of folks, maintaining the way they're maintaining. Then you have Valley Vista at 5-1 with a win this past weekend, 32-14 over Alhambra. And then, of course, you have Desert Ridge, who we talked about earlier, 4-2. Then North Canyon at 4-2. And then Boulder Creek sitting at 4-2. Now, we're going to take a look here at the, second section, section two. The Division One. Now, if you don't remember how this is all breaking down, it all breaks down differently. They have different sections now, and it's all over the place. Actually, that was the overall, including everybody. I'm sorry. Now Division Two. Let's go Division Two, not sections. So now we're in Division Two. We've got the number one team. Shockingly, is Deer Valley. Now Deer Valley's playing some good football, and Deer Valley got a nice win this past weekend. Deer Valley got a win over Bradshaw Mountain, and Bradshaw Mountain's at 4-2 right now. And Deer Valley's next opponent coming up this Friday night is Centennial, who's 6-0, and that's going to be a barn burner football game right there. I'll tell you what, and that game is actually going to be at Deer Valley. So I'll be heading out to Desert Ridge for a half, and then I'll go out to Deer Valley at home and watch that game, because I think that game's going to be a real good one. So maybe I'll catch the end of that one as I head to the house. Then you've got Chaparral sitting at 6-1 with their only loss coming to Bishop Gorman from Nevada, Las Vegas, that first game out in the season. This last weekend, like I told you earlier, they beat Notre Dame 59-7. Their next game up is against Mesquite, and that's going to be an interesting game. Mesquite's 3-3, but I think Mesquite is a 3-3 dangerous team, in my opinion. The number three team in the Division Two is Centennial. Centennial got a good win over Ironwood Ridge, 21-7. And then this week they play Deer Valley, as we were talking about just a few minutes ago. Seneca from down south got a win over Saguaro, however you pronounce that, down south. And then this week they play Pueblo, and that should be a W for them. They should actually have a couple straight wins in a row, because they go Pueblo, Desert View, and Santa Rita. Their next challenge should be up against Douglas, which is the last game on their schedule, and Douglas is sitting at 4-1 right now. So that'll be the big challenge for Cienega. But you know, we'll see how it goes, because you know, any given Sunday, any given Friday night, a team can get hot, and fumbles and interceptions and all kinds of things can happen that could really derail a team on its way to a win. South Point Catholic is the number 5 team in Division II right now, with a win over Canyon Del Oro this past week. Canyon Del Oro is 3-3 now, and they have up next Flowing Wells. So, in my opinion, I think South Point Catholic is going to have a battle this next week, because Flowing Wells is sitting at 5-1, and Flowing Wells is doing pretty well so far. Now, here's the interesting thing. If you look at South Point Catholic's schedule, they go 5-1, Flowing Wells, and then right away 6-0, Nogales. So their schedule is not going to be easy. As a matter of fact, 3 out of the last 4 games that South Point Catholic has is against teams with winning records, 5-1 or 6-0. So they've got Ironwood Ridge on the schedule, Nogales on the schedule, and Flowing Wells on the schedule. So it's going to be interesting to see how South Point survives that gauntlet they're getting ready to go through there. Ironwood Ridge next up with a loss, or they had a loss to Centennial 21-7, and next up is Mountain View Marana, who's 3-3, and then Flowing Wells at 5-1 is on tap, and then Catalina Foothills at 3-3, and then South Point Catholic. So Ironwood Ridge has a pretty favorable schedule. Apollo is sitting at number 7 of the Division II, and they got a good win this past weekend, 55-7 over Independence. Next up for them is Division II Section 3 opponent Sunny Slope, and then Deer Valley, which is going to be a tough game. And Fairfax, you know, I was really impressed with Fairfax. I think those kids, there's a little bit of a discipline issue there. I saw some penalties and some flags that shouldn't have been thrown, and some extracurricular activity after the whistle. But I think that if they straighten that up or tighten that up a little bit, they'll compete well against some of these other schools that have a little bit more discipline and have, I don't want to say less athletic base, but are not as athletically talented, but are winning because of their discipline. So it's going to be interesting to see how Fairfax can shape up as the season goes on. Right now they're 5-1, and the season is rounded out for Apollo against Raymond Kellis after the Fairfax game. So we look now at Cesar Chavez. Apollo. I'm sorry. Flowing Wells is at 5-1 right now. Flowing Wells down is next up. Their opponent, South Point Catholic, and then 5-1 Ironwood Ridge, and they've got a pretty tough schedule going away. So their fight for the playoff hunt is going to be kind of tough. Then you've got Gila Ridge, Lake Havasu, and Fairfax. Fairfax is sitting at number 11. Chavez is sitting at number 12 at 5-1 right now. Chavez has a pretty good schedule coming up. They play 4-2 Camelback, and then they play 5-1 Fairfax, and then they have to play Sierra Linda and Marcos Deniza. Marcos Deniza is not doing bad. As a matter of fact, Marcos Deniza is 4-2 right now, sitting at number 15. Perry out in Gilbert area got a big win over Vista Grande, 57-7. Next up for them is 6-0 Poston Butte. So it's going to be interesting to see how they stack up against Poston Butte. They're a Section 1 Division 3 team, so they're a little bit bigger school, but it's going to be interesting to see that matchup. Also, Basha is on their schedule at 6-0, and we've talked about Basha. Basha's a very talented team and really playing some fast break football, really. Goldwater's at 1-5, should be a W there. And then McClintock is how they end up their season. Now if we look at Ironwood is 4-2. They're the number 14 team right now, with a loss this week to Willow Canyon, 44-13. You know, to bounce back against Central, who's sitting at 2-4, and then La Jolla, who's 0-6, they should get a couple wins and should be feeling pretty good about themselves after that. Marcos Deniza sitting at 15 right now in PowerPoint rankings with a win, 56-0 over Camelback. Camelback is struggling. Even though they have 2 losses, they're struggling. This loss is the second loss they've received is from Marcos Deniza. The first one was from Arcadia. So, you know, I'm not sure if their schedule is just a real light schedule early on or what. But, you know, Mark, they've got some work to do over at Camelback. Now, Division Three, if you look at Division Three, Saguaro's leading the pack right now, still power points wise at number one with a 5-1 record with the loss this last weekend to, Desert Vista. And then you've got Post and Butte at number two at 6-0. Post and Butte is, you know, they just got to win 51-6 over Coolidge. Next up for them is Perry and then Queen Creek, Williamsfield, and Apache Junction. Couple good games, there that should be good for you to go check out. Liberty, who's kind of snuck into the picture here in the last few years. They're a new school out in the West Valley and they're playing really well this last week. They got a win 48-8 over Copper Canyon. This week they face Greenway and then they follow that up with, Desert Edge, Raymond Kellis, and Cactus. And Cactus is actually playing some good football right now as well. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to go ahead and we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to talk about the Coach's Corner Fitness Challenge, and I'm going to post on Facebook during the break the new 90-day picture. We'll be back in just a few. This is the Coach's Corner. I'm the coach, Scott Lovely. We're out in a few.
Internet flagship station for sports, Voice America Sports.
This Is It Sports is an engaging talk program that includes you, the experts, and sports, all moderated by Coach Carl Hargrave. We'll talk about what's going on in the general sports world, collegiate and professional, take a look at youth-oriented sports, athletic development and sportsmanship, faith, and where it has its place in sports, along with a lively discussion with Coach Carl every week. Tune in to This Is It Sports with Coach Carl Hargrave every Thursday at 3 p.m. Pacific Time, 6 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Sports Channel. Looking for the best show about horse racing and handicapping? Want to play the ponies? Join us every week for Winning Ponies with John Englehart, racing's regular guy, where you'll go inside and behind the scenes with the top jockeys, trainers, agents, and handicappers in the world of horse racing. This show is the perfect complement to the Winning Ponies handicapping website. Listen for top plays for the weekend and the spot play of the week, and win prizes just for calling in. Winning Ponies with John Englehart is live Thursdays at 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Pacific on the Voice America Sports Network.
Football and so much more is the focus of Planet Gridiron with Damian Anderson. Join the former Arizona Cardinals running back for a show that mixes, well, a little bit of everything. Damian brings to the program life experiences playing football, and we'll talk about his variety of successes both on and off the field. The goal is to provide you with a fun perspective on life, family, success, and of course, football. Tune in to Planet Gridiron with Damian Anderson, Fridays at noon Pacific Time, 3 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Sports Channel.
Your internet flagship station for sports.
Voice America Sports.
Coach's Corner with Scott Lovely, the program that brings the high school sports fans together in Arizona and across the world. To talk to the coach, pick up the phone and call in toll free to 1-888-346-9144. That's 1-888-346-9144. Or drop an email to hssportstalk@yahoo.com. Now, back to the program.
All right, welcome back to the show. This is the Coach's Corner. I'm the coach, Scott Lovely. And you know, I got to tell you, here it is, October 3rd. And in June, my cousin came out and visited. And when she came out and visited, we went up to Sedona, hung out for the day, and had some fun and just kind of, you know, just chilled, just caught up. You know, that's what happens when you have family that comes into town. And boy, oh boy, did we have some fun. We had a great, great afternoon. And that night when we came home, we ate and sat around, we were talking and had a picture taken. You know, we took pictures. And, you know, it was funny because we see ourselves as we want to see ourselves. You know, I talked about this way back in July when I started the fitness challenge, and I talked about how, you know, it takes a wake up, or it takes an awakening for us to decide to make a change or decide to make something happen. And, you know, on, gosh, I can't even remember the date. I think it was late June, and we took a picture, and she went home, and I looked at the picture, and I was supposed to post the picture on Facebook and tag her and tag me and tag so all the family could see us together and everything. And, you know, when I looked at the picture, I thought, holy crap, who was that? And, you know, I was like, wow, I just didn't like what I saw. I didn't like how I looked in the picture, and I didn't like how I was feeling leading up to the picture. You know, I had some issues that all of a sudden, you know, my blood pressure was going up. I'm like, what's going on here, you know? You know, I just was getting heavier, and the funny thing is that at first you don't think you're getting heavy. You start thinking, dang it, I washed that shirt and it shrunk. I shouldn't have washed that. I shouldn't have dried it. I should have hung it up, you know. And then other shirts start shrinking, and then pants don't fit, and you're like, ah, man, I got to stop drying these clothes. I got to hang them up and let them dry that way. And so you get bigger pants, and you get bigger pants. You get shorts and shirts that are bigger, and then you say, oh, okay, I've gained a couple pounds, but, you know, it's not a big deal. You know, I'm all right. Well, all of a sudden reality hit me in the face. And I never step on a scale. And reality hit me in the face, and I thought, man, I'm a little bit too big. I'm bigger than I want to be. And that picture really popped for me. And so I decided, you know what, I'm going to start getting in shape. And I know myself. I know that I needed to have something that would motivate me to get in shape. And so I started putting together a show about obesity in America, and started looking at some of the statistics and some other things, because at the same time I received two or three articles online, because I subscribed to some newsletters, and it was talking about obesity in kids, and I started looking around and started thinking about it, and you know, our country's pretty fat. Ain't no hiding that, man. We're pretty fat. We eat fast food, and that gives us fast, fat bellies. So I had become a victim of our American fat lifestyle. And I thought, man, this is not good. So I wanted to get all of you involved as well. So, and I thought, you know, if I did that, then some people would join me and drop some pounds. But at the same time, it would give me motivation, and it would hold me accountable, and it would make me lose the weight, because I'm all about accountability. If you hold it up there and you put it out there and you say, this is this, I'm going to make sure I do it. I don't want to look bad or be embarrassed and not do it. So I decided to do a fitness challenge. Well, in doing so, I knew I had to hire a trainer. So I hired a trainer and got going on it and everything. And it was funny, because on the Facebook page I posted, I felt like a fat bastard. And then when the first day of the challenge came, we took pictures, we took measurements, and I started, and you know what? I was floored when I stepped on the scale, and the scale read 277. I was like, are you serious? 277 pounds? 23 pounds away from three bills? Really? I went from being a receiver to being an offensive lineman. That wasn't okay. So I decided, you know what? This is going to change. And so my focus for the first 30 days was dropping the weight and working out. And so I went and I lifted weights and here's the thing. It only took 3 hours a week. That's it. I didn't do the cardio. I didn't do all the stuff. I just went to the gym, hit the weights with my trainer 3 hours a week, just 1 hour a day, three times a week. And then she gave me a meal plan, and I stayed true to the meal plan. I didn't deviate from the meal plan at all. Okay? I didn't slip, because you know what? Here's the funny thing about it. When you make up your mind, when you truly make up your mind to do something, nothing gets in your way and stops you from achieving it. And so here's the thing. She gave me a meal plan. Now here, I was bored with some of the meals, but you know what? It didn't matter, because it was going to just give me a goal. She told me, give me 30 days of just eating the meal plan and just working out and just trust that it's going to work. So I did. And in the first 30 days, and you can see the picture on the Facebook page, on the first 30 days, I went from day one, 277 pounds, to day 30, 264 pounds. Just lifting weights three times a week and eating the right foods. 13 pounds lost, 11.2 pounds of fat loss, 8.75 total inches lost, and 2.75 inches from my waist. and 30 days. And that was good, but I still wasn't seeing a significant difference. Even though people were saying, wow, your face is starting to thin out. Man, your shoulders are starting to thin out. Yeah, whatever. I didn't see it. Okay? And that's why you take the pictures, because you can start comparing it. All right? So then, the next 30 days. Well, the next 30 days, I dropped 25 pounds total. So I went from 277 down to 252 at day 60. I was 252 day 60. I lost 18.5 pounds of fat, 18 and a half total inches lost, 4 1/4 inches from my waist, and I dropped fat, my body fat dropped from 29.6 down to 25.1% body fat. It was pretty significant. You could tell. Well, here it is, day 90. The picture's up on the website. You can go to Facebook, like the Coach's Corner, and check it out. Day one, again, started out at 277. Day 90, I'm down to 243. Lost 34 total pounds, 26 pounds of fat. I'm down to 23% body fat, which is a total of 6.6% body fat loss. I lost 17.5 total inches. Now, some of you are saying, wait a minute, I thought you lost 18 inches. Ah, yes, I did. But guess what? I gained inches in my chest and my arms, and that is why the number went down instead of going up in inches lost, because I started to reshape my body. I went down 5.5 inches in my waist. And you know what's funny? Is I had to finally go out, I had to break down and go buy some new pants. I went from a size 44 pant down to a size 36 pants. That's right, I'm wearing a 36 pant. And I was so excited when I stepped on the scale and it tipped over at 243. And you know the great thing about it is I'm feeling better. Blood pressure is way down. It's down to 120 over 70. I mean, man, it's a completely different feeling. I mean, I'm feeling better. And you know, the funny thing was, somewhere around day 45, day 50, my ribs started to make an appearance. I was like, oh yeah, hey, I remember you. And now I got some abs that are starting to show up a little bit. So I'm getting greedy, but I want to have a six pack. I want to have a six pack, so I'm not going to stop. So I'm going to keep going. I want to see what I can do, because this has gotten me, I've got some momentum now. And you know what? All I'm doing still, 3 days a week working out and eating a healthy, proper meal. I'm putting in, 6 meals a day. 2 of them are protein shakes. So it's not impossible. If I can do it, anybody can do it. I tell you what, this was probably the easiest thing I've done in so long. But you know what? And it's paid off, and it feels great. It feels great. I'm sleeping better. You know, I'm not short of breath. I mean, and the funny thing about it is, man, how many of you thought weightlifting was an aerobic exercise? Well, if you are not dripping sweat and breathing heavy, you ain't working out with Mighty Mo. I tell you what, that woman has killed me this year, in the 3 months. In the 90 days, she absolutely just made me work hard. And that's exactly what I asked her to do. So, you know, it's possible. It's possible for you to drop the weight. And it's not, I didn't have to go do a Jenny Craig diet. I didn't have to do HCG. I didn't have to do all these things. It just took a little bit of work. 3 hours a week of committing to lift, an hour a day for 3 days. Doing sit-ups, using the heavy ball, push-ups, lifting weights. I mean, she just really basic stuff. Basic stuff, and you can do it too. You can definitely do it. And you know what? There's a couple other people who have done a great job as well over this 90 days. And some of you guys are starting to work on it. And you know what? It's funny, because I have one friend who said to me, Coach Will Orsola, I didn't say a name, did I? Anyways, he said, hey man, I must be the first guy in the history of the 90 day challenge to gain weight. Yes, brother, you are. So let's get it straightened out, and let's get it turned around, and let's get you going back on the right track, my man. Here's the thing. It's been so successful for me. I'm going to do it again for all the listeners. I'm going to do it again in January after the holidays, because I know that's when you guys are going to start your New Year's resolutions and you're going to go join the gyms and all that. But before you join a gym, hit me with an email and let's talk before you join a gym, because I don't want you to just go sign up at LA Fitness, because you go sign up at LA Fitness, you may go there and you may work out, but it's not going to be the same as what I experienced where I was at. So I'll tell you what types of gyms that you want to look for. As a matter of fact, on one of the shows this month, I'm going to broadcast mobile. The fitness challenge ends on October 31st. So guess what? I'm going to do on location at Underground Fitness the show on October 31st, and it's going to be the end of the 90-day challenge. And I tell you what, if you've been participating in the 90-day challenge, you want to come out, come up north to Underground Fitness and join me on the show. And then afterwards, we're going to celebrate. We're going to celebrate 2 years of the Coach's Corner. We're going to celebrate the 90-day fitness ending, and we're going to celebrate your weight loss. So what we're going to do is we're going to take a quick break because we're wrapping up this segment of the show. We've got to take a commercial break here. This is the Coach's Corner. I'm the Coach, Scott Lovell. We'll be back in just a few seconds.
But damn the game, if it don't mean nothing, what is game? Who got game? Where's the game? And like, behind the game, behind the game. I got game, she got game, we got game, they got game.
Your internet flagship station for sports.
Voice America Sports.
What does building a family mean to you? Nobody has experienced the pain and joy of family life in a way that Freddie Scott has. And his experiences in life, in sports, and business can help you create a successful family future. We'll cover many aspects of family building and management with a focus on fatherhood. Men and women want their families to succeed during these tough times. Our show will give you hope for the future and practical tools for a successful family. Tune in to the Freddie Scott Show, Tackling the Game of Life, Mondays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific on Voice America Sports.
Looking for a great sports show from a kid's point of view? Look no further than Speaking of Sports. We've got the stats, scores, and inside news on what's happening all over the sports world. It's all hard-hitting, can't-miss action from your point of view. You'll hear different perspectives, opinions, and predictions from the fans and experts. Tune in to Speaking of Sports every Friday at 3 p.m. Pacific Time, 6 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Kids channel. Miss just 1 minute of this show and you've missed out.
Your internet flagship station for sports.
Voice America Sports.
Corner with Scott Lovely, the program that brings the high school sports fans together in Arizona and across the world. To talk to the coach, pick up the phone and call in toll free to 1-888-346-9144. That's 1-888-346-9144. Or drop an email to hssportstalk@yahoo.com. Now, back to the program.
All right, welcome back to the show. You know, I just can't tell you how excited I am that I have the opportunity to be on the air and to share things with you guys and give, you know, high school athletes an opportunity to be recognized on the show. And here's some things that I want to do in year three. In year three, some of the things I want to accomplish, I want to do a player of the week. And I'm making these statements on air right now, so that you know what direction I'm looking to head into and the commitment that I have to high school sports in the state of Arizona and the high school athletes. Also want to do a coach of the week. I would like to have more athletes recognized on the show and bring them in and give give them the opportunity to share with you some of their struggles and what's going on for them. Also, I want to have more coaches participate in the show. I want programs recognized more and more often, not just the same programs over and over and over again. But, I mean, here's the interesting thing. I said that last year, and which programs respond the most? The programs respond the most are the ones I'm going to put on the air. If I have to hunt down a coach and try and beat the coach over the head to get him to come on air, your school's not going to get on here. It shouldn't be that hard. It should be easy. You know, take, for instance, Desert Ridge. Coach took 10, 15 minutes out of his practice, got on air while his team was practicing, stood outside and talked to me on his cell phone. And you know what? That was awesome. That's what you guys want to know. You want to hear about stuff that the coaches are talking about. You want to hear about the players. And so encourage your coach to get on the coach's corner. If you want to hear more about your schools, shoot me emails. Let me know. Let me know who's listening. Here's what I'm doing right now as well. I also want to get an intern. I want an intern, a high school student, that's going to help me cover high school sports in the state of Arizona, learn the radio business, and maybe even have them come on the air a couple times and talk about the games they go to. Maybe even teach them how to use Twitter as a sports tool. More and more sports journalists are using Twitter. More and more sports journalists are using Twitter. You can get on Twitter right now and follow all of the people who cover sports on ESPN, ABC Sports, NBC Sports, the NCAA coverage. Everything is on Twitter because it's instant. As a matter of fact, while we were on the show, or right before the show began, there was a tweet that came out, a breaking news report, that Hank Williams was pulled off the Monday Night Football intro because of his comments about President Obama. See, those types of things, they break on Twitter instantly when most people are so used to waiting until they get home and looking at SportsCenter to hear about that kind of stuff. So I want to grab a high school student that's interested in either sports journalism, radio broadcasting, and I want to start to mentor someone. Because you know what? I go by the whole motto of learn, teach, lead. So I want to bring a kid in. I want to have them learn. I want them to be able to teach, and then they can lead somebody else down the road at a different point in time in their lives. So that's one of the other things I want to do. Now, here's one of the things I'm doing, and this might be somebody out there listening right now may be able to run with this. I am right now looking to hire one sales rep. That's right. You heard me. I'm looking to hire a sales rep. So if you've got some sales experience and you'd be interested in making some good money, make sure you shoot me an email at hssportstalk@yahoo.com with your resume. I'll give you a call. We'll sit down. We'll talk about the opportunity that the Coach's Corner is willing to present to a sales rep. So hit me up with that. Let's talk and see where we go from there. Some of you guys out there who have been looking for jobs, well, here's a job opportunity for you. Dealing with high school sports. And, you know, making some good money. So hit me up and let's see what we can get that going there. Okay. Also, another thing I'd like to do is I'd like to get, two or three coaches on a regular basis appearing on the show, giving me their opinion after the playoffs. Yeah. Or not after the playoffs, but once they're eliminated from the playoffs, I'm going to have a coach help me cover the playoffs. That's right. You heard it, just like they do on all the major networks. When you've got, let's take, for instance, you've got the NCAA. NCAA tournament's going on. As soon as the NCAA tournament goes on and a coach loses, like this last season, Rick Pitino was out early. Well, all of a sudden, you saw him sitting at the desk with Kenny the Jet Smith and Charles Barkley, and he's talking basketball with those guys. I'm going to pull coaches. As soon as they're done with the tournament, I may say, hey, coach, how'd you like to be a guest on the show every week talking about the tournament, talking about the football tournament matchups and who's got what and what we see and what we can expect from next week? Might as well use their expertise, right? So that's another thing I plan on using as a tool this next season. So, those are some things I'm laying out to you for year three. Also, we're going to have a commitment to do at least another fitness challenge starting in January. That way you guys can jump on. Those of you who are coming in late, who maybe missed the opportunity to do it, you know what? And then by then, the sales rep will be on board and maybe we'll have some prizes attached to some of the people who are participating in the fitness challenge. Not to say that you need a prize in order to try and get fit, but it could help motivate you, right? So there's some things that we got going on there. Also, I want to thank Ray Ellis, my executive producer, for giving me the opportunity to be on the air and giving me an opportunity to recognize all the high school athletes and coaches across the state of Arizona, and actually all the college coaches that have come on and helped me spread the word on how high school athletes need to prepare for the next level. We've got some stuff on tap this month, man. I tell you what, I am so excited about this month and how I decided to put the show together for the anniversary month, and some of the things that are coming up. I tell you what, the show, the Lunch with the Legends, that is going to be incredible. I cannot wait until I can start releasing some of the details about that show. I'm so looking forward to that. You're going to be loving that show. That's actually going to be a basketball-driven show. And eventually I'd love to do the same thing with football, but right now those guys are busy. Here's the one thing I have learned over the last 2 years. I'm going to have to alternate seasons the way I alternate. I'm going to have to pull in football coaches during basketball season and pull in basketball coaches during football season. Because right now the football coaches are too dang busy to do some of the things I'd love to do with them. And the basketball coaches are going, hey, man, yeah, I'm kind of bored right now. So I'd love to do that as well. So we're going to kind of try and figure out how to make that happen. This is the Coach's Corner, man. I tell you what, we're wrapping up another show. I cannot believe how fast the hour goes. There's lots of great games on tap this week. If you didn't hear some of the games we were talking about and some of the matchups we were talking about, definitely go to AIA365.com and pull up the PowerPoints. Look at the PowerPoints as they are laid out, and also look at the schedule and upcoming games, because like I said, there's some great matchups this week. Get out, watch some high school football, support the local high schools, and you know what? Like I tell you, always leave it better than you found it. This is the Coach's Corner. I'm out of here. Another week in the can. Peace.
Game's over for another week, but come on back next Monday at 7 p.m. Eastern Time, 4 p.m. Pacific, for another discussion about high school sports and more on the Coach's Corner with Scott Lovely on the Voice America Sports Channel.
Thanks again for listening to the preceding program, brought to you on the Voice America Sports Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericasports.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the preceding program are strictly those of the hosts or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.